maybe tonight's earlier.
Chas.
We'll go through the more Rashi. And then...
it's a shame, but
yeah? Ready for Gemara, yeah? Started?
Yeah.
Zok the Gemara. Ba'isik le-mitzvah, patum in a-mitzvah, mi-ach ha-nafka. You learn it out from Shiftecha, from Balechtecha. Mi-ach ha-nafka, you learn it out from there, from elsewhere. Rashi, the Shiftecha ve-vei-secha. No, you learn it from mi-ach. Titania, we have a braisa. Vayihi anoshim asher hoyu tmeim le-nefesh adam. This is the parasha of Pesach Sheni, that there were anoshim that were tmeim le-nefesh adam, and they couldn't make a lo yuchel asas a Pesach le-mayadai, and because of that, the nitcha the Pesach Sheni. Now, who are these people? Rashi says, vayihi anoshim Pesach medaber kro, b'shana shniya litias mitzrayim. Fine. Oysam anoshim yihoyu. Who are these people who could not make the Karban Pesach? So the first pshat is Noisei Aroina Shal Yosef Hayu. They were Reb Yosi Aglili. They were the Noisei Aroina Shal Yosef. They were carrying the Aron of Yosef, so they were Tamei. And because they were Tamei, they couldn't do the Karban Pesach. Rabbi Kiva Ayman Mishal Vel Tzafan Hayu Shayu Eiskim Benadav Aviyu. After Nadav Aviyu, Rosh Chodesh Nisan were burnt in the Mishkan, because they were the Eish Zara. So Moshe Rabbeinu sent in Mishal Vel Tzafan to bring them out. So they were Tamei Meis, Nachmas Nadav Aviyu. Akitzer, they were Tamei Meisim, either from Aroni Shal Yosef or from Nadav Aviyu. With Bitzchak Omer, it can't be. Im, I say Aroni Shal Yosef, are you kvar, are you chayim l'tayr? They weren't Nenas for making the Karban Pesach. They could have been l'tayr before. Rashi will explain. Im Mishal Vel Tzafan, are you chayim l'tayr? For them also, they could have been l'tayr. Rashi explains, Zachi Garcinon, the Braisa, the Sifri, Rabbi Kiba, Rabbi Mishal Vel Tzafan, are you shenitmu, but Nadav Aviyu? Rabbi Yitzchak Omer, no, you say, when shall Yosef, are you going to retire? Then Mishal got something, are you going to retire? Ella, that's the Hemshech, which we didn't do yet. Im hoyu, to me, meisim, mi hoyu, to me, meisim mitzvah, you shechal shvi, yashol bi yoyis, be'er of Pesach, shenema v'la yuchu. We'll get back to that soon. Fighter and Rashi. Im no, you say, when shall Yosef, oi, Mishal, well, tzafen, are you going to retire? Shari be'echad ben Nisan, who come on Mishkan. The Mishkan was erected on the first day of Nisan. V'sheini loy, Saraf Elazar Esapara. On the second day, he already made the paraduma. Sheyazu al tamei meisha b'hem. La'asis piskei b'tayra. To start being b'tayra, people from tamei meis, to make their karma pesach b'tayra. Kedama mesechtes gittin. Shmoina parshiyas nemru b'yoyim shukam ha-mishna, mishkan, u'paraduma achas mehem. U've'echad b'nisan hukam ha-mishkan, v'hu yoyim ches l'minduon, k'dekayim alon, oisei ha-yoyim natal esera toros. U'boi meis nadav aviv. They died on the first day of Nisan, Hilkach, Mirash Chodesh Vara Pesach Yechayim Litoir. It takes only 7 days to be Matayr from a Tamei Meis. Rekra'am of Lo Yuchlu. They couldn't. The Noisei Arenish Al Yosef Nami. Kvar Avor Aleim Asara Chadoshim V'Yosef. Already more than 10 months passed, Shaloi Naso, that they didn't carry the Meis. Mishanachu Bahar Choyrib, Mirash Chodesh Sivan, when they rested and camped by Har Choyrib, that's Har Sinai, on Rosh Chodesh Sivan, the Ksiv Bayim Azel Bo Midbar Sinai, for Lo Yinosu Misham Ad As Esrim Biir Shal Shana Haba. The Ksiv Bayi Bishana Hashenis Bechodesh, Hashenis Bechodesh, Bechodesh, Na Lo Non Mi'al Ha'oyal, Vayisu Me'ar Hashem. So this Pesach came in between when they didn't have to carry the Arenish Al Yosef. So either way, El Tzofan, Mishal Bat Tzofan, or Arenish Al Yosef, they had the ability to be Matayah. So it can't be that those are the ones. Ela Zak the Gemara, what was the case of those who couldn't be Isaac in the Karban Pesach? They couldn't be the Karban Pesach. Elo Isaac the Meis Mitzvah Hayu. They were Isaac in a Meis Mitzvah. Rashi explains that this Gemara is not have the same meaning as usually Meis Mitzvah. Meis Mitzvah usually means if you find a Meis Basoda that has no one to be kover in, and that's that doich a lot of things. That's not what this Meis Mitzvah means. Rashi says to make Meis Mitzvah lav Meis Mitzvah daf to come out. It could be that too, but it doesn't have to be. The afilu meisayin, nami meis mitzvah karilu. Any korev of the shiva kroivim that da is also called a meis mitzvah. Why is it a meis mitzvah? The mitzvah is asik b'hem. Even though there's others, but it's a mitzvah for you to be misasik with them and become tami. To go in ha'amurim b'pashas kainam shatoyim b'metam abay. These are the meisim, the shiva kroivim, that it says in pashas kainam, that a kain is metam abay. That's aviv imay, Achiv, Achoisoi, Benoi, Bitoi, and Ishtoi. Those are the seven kregim that there's a mitzvah to be matamah to be mis'asikun, and therefore to be matamah to them. So, back to the Gemara. Elo iskim emes mitzvah hayu, shechal shvi shalahem, liyos era Pesach. They, 7 days before Pesach, one of their kregim died, and they were matamah to that korov, and it came out on Erev Pesach that they were going to get the finish the tire of the paraduma, and they can't shecht yet because they're not going to be Torah until the night, so they couldn't bring the korov Pesach on Erev Pesach. Shenemar v'lo yichul lases the Pesach b'yemahu. B'yemahu ein yichul lases, olam achi yichul lases. That chiluk is not so relevant to our sugya. For us, even if it was the fifth day that came up on Erev Pesach, would be the same relevance. That they couldn't bring the Korban Pesach, Machmas Atum, and that's the good thing. It happens to be talking about Bayoimahu, that the seventh day came, and you see that even though they'll be ready to eat the Pesach at night, you're not allowed to shecht for them the Pesach by day. And that's the case of this Pasuk. And from here you see Oisik B'mitzvah, Potter Min HaMitzvah. This is a very big riddle, this Gemara. Rashi, Tumei Meis Mitzvah, we did that, Shechal Shvi Shalem, V'Apagaf Techozo L'Urta, even though they'll be roy for eating the Korban Pesach at night, lo ishtiru, it's still not mutter to shech for them, b'ksavar, ein shechet and mezorker ala tamei sheretz. And who are the tamei meis? You can't be shechet and zorker the Korban Pesach on Erev Pesach for someone who's tamei. Mikol mokrim shamina mina do oisik b'mitzvah potem in ha-mitzvah. Shoi nitmu b'meiseyem shivu yamam lepnei ha-pesach. V'yaf al-pi shetum azu ta'akev al yodem achilas pesachayem. Alma mitzvah kala ha-bolu yodcha. So Rashi gives us some hint. The Gemara says, from this pasuk you see oisik b'mitzvah poter min ha-mitzvah. The Gemara doesn't explain a word. Rashi explains a little bit. It sounds like, well, Rashi is explaining like this. If not for oisik b'mitzvah poter min ha-mitzvah, it would have been osur for them to be matama to their mason. Because by being matama to their mason is going to ultimately ruin their Korban Pesach 7 days later. So they're not allowed to be Matamah L'Mesim. And the Pasuk is Mashmah, they did the right thing. Because we're letting them bring a Korban, we're letting them bring a Pesach Sheni. These are the ones who, not their fault, they missed the Pesach Rishon, it wasn't their fault, so we'll let them do a Pesach Sheni. That means what they did, that the way they conducted themselves by Matamah them to the Mesim, was the right thing to do. Why was that the right thing to do? The answer is, you know why it was right? Because of Oisik B'Mitzvah, Potter Min HaMitzvah. That's the words of the Gemara. Now, there's two things that I want to discuss today. First of all, why would it be usher for them to be metame without the heter of oisik b'mitzvah potter min ha-mitzvah, without that din? It's mavur that it would have been usher for them to be metame to their mace now because of Pesach coming in 7 days from now. It's interesting that it would be usher for them to be metame. I have a mitzvah right now to be metame. His mace died, his korov died, there's a mitzvah saseh. There is no mitzvah saseh of Korban Pesach right now. In 7 days there'll be a mitzvah. So let me do the mitzvah that's mutal on me right now, and when Pesach comes, I'll worry about it then. If I can't bring it, I'm an oinus, I'll figure it out then. What does that have to do with, it's mashmah, with the outer mitzvah, put them in a mitzvah, misvara, it would be usher to do that. Why would it be usher to be matama right now? I have a mitzvah to be matama, and no other mitzvah stopping me. That's stage one that I want to explain. And then I want to explain also, and whatever the problem is, whatever it is, usher to be matame right now, somehow oisik b'mitzvah potter min ha-mitzvah takes care of that. And we'll discuss that afterwards. Okay, let's talk about the first step. He has a mace right in front of him. And he has a chiyuv d'oraisa to be matame to that mace. He's not allowed to. Without oisik b'mitzvah, he's not allowed to. Why not? Because there's a mitzvah of Korban Pesach coming 7 days later. That will be ma'akev me from being matameh to my mace right now. Even though right now I have a mitzvah. And there is no mitzvah of Korban Pesach now. Still the Korban Pesach will prevent me from being matameh. What is the pshat? We see from here, I think, a very big chiddush. Even though the mitzvah of Korban Pesach is only in 7 days from now, but the mitzvah to be ma'akev of Korban Pesach, the mitzvah tells you, don't stop this hakrovi. Even before the seventh day came, even before Erev Pesach came, the mitzvah of Korban Pesach, that's Asida Lover, that's the Lashon of Rashi, the upcoming mitzvah says, don't do something that will prevent this mitzvah. Don't do something, don't be metame, that will prevent this mitzvah. I'll give an example. What were your thought without this Gemara? Let's say there was a person who knows that Pesach is coming in a few days, and he has no mitzvah to be matame to somebody, and he stam b'mezid walks into the Pesach forest, makes himself tame, and therefore he can't bring his Karma Pesach. This guy is definitely not a Yerushalayim. He's a bum. He should not have done such a thing. He's making his Karma Pesach. I have a question. The halacha is that if a person doesn't bring a Karma Pesach on the time that he's supposed to, he's chayiv karas. It's one of the two assays in the Torah that if you mavatel that assay, you chayiv karas. Let's say a few days before Pesach, he's matam himself b'mezid in the Pesach forest. And now, he can't bring the Karma Pesach b'oines on Erev Pesach. Is he chayiv karas for being mavatel the mitzvah of Karma Pesach? I would have thought no. Because even though he's definitely not a Yerushalayim, he's bad, but Lemaisa, at the time of the mitzvah of Karma Pesach, he was an oines. And oines is an oines. I see from this Gemara, no. I see not that way. That even though I'm holding before Pesach, I'm holding a few days before Pesach, the mitzvah of Karma Pesach right now is mechayiv me not to do something that will sabotage that mitzvah. Don't be metame yourself now. It's a mitzvah be mechayiv. The mitzvah of Karma Pesach is mechayiv you not to be metame yourself now, because that will ruin your Karma Pesach from coming. And it sounds to me that if you would do it, you are over what the mitzvah is mechayiv, and I hear a very big sad that you would be chayiv karas. That's what I see from this Gemara. If you wouldn't be chayiv karas for such a thing, I don't understand why I shouldn't be matama to the mace mitzvah. I have a mitzvah right now. So a Karma Pesach is coming. Who cares? The Teretz says, no, it's not so simple to be matama right now. Yes, you have a mitzvah to be matama right now, but there's also a mitzvah of Karma Pesach dictating to you not to be matama now. That's what the mitzvah is mechayiv. So you have a stira in the two mitzvahs, and we'll see in a second, the mitzvah of Karma Pesach Misvara should win, and you shouldn't be matama. That's what we see in this Gemara. Why should the mitzvah of Karma Pesach win? I hear. We got to explain that the mitzvah of Karma Pesach is relevant already now. It's not just mechayiv to bring a Karma Pesach. The mitzvah of Karma Pesach is mechayiv you not to sabotage or by becoming tamei. Very nice, but I also have a mitzvah that says you have to be matama right now. Why misvara without oisik a mitzvah would I have thought that you should not be matama? So Rashi hints the answer. Because mitzvahs Karma Pesach is mochamer. Mitzvahs Karma Pesach is more important than the mitzvah of being matama to a karev. Rashi doesn't explain why it's more chamer. I would assume that the reason why it's more chamer is because it has karas. Like I just mentioned, a mitzvah of Karma Pesach is a mitzvah that has karas. That's more chamer than the mitzvahs I say of being matama to kroivim. So right now, it's 7 days before Pesach. You have a choice which mitzvah to follow. Should I follow the mitzvah of being matama to the mace? Or should I follow the mitzvah of Karma Pesach that says, don't be matamah to the mace? Which one should you do? Zakt, the Gemara misvara, before the chiddush of this pasuk, before the chiddush of oisik b'mitzvah, that you should not be matamah to your mace and fulfill the upcoming mitzvah of Karma Pesach. That's stage one. What?
Why are you going to be your oisik in the mitzvah of Karma Pesach now instead of not being matamah? If 7 days there's a chiyuv on you to be oisik, you're not being
Matamah,
you're
asking
that mitzvah before.
Wait, and you explain, and you're asking why Lamaisa at the end of there are you chayiv to be Matamah yourself? Why is there anything about Matamah yourself? I would assume that even though there is a mitzvah not to be Matamah, but you're not asking anything yet. You're not in the middle of doing a Karma Pesach. There's the mitzvah of Karma Pesach coming up is Machayiv you not to be Matamah. That's not being, or you're not doing anything for the mitzvah. It's not doing. I'll explain maybe more in one moment. But al kaponim, so that's chiddush number one of this Gemara. I would have thought that the mitzvah of Karma Pesach is only mechayiv you things when the Torah says to bring a Karma Pesach. That means on Yud Dalet Nisan, that's when it's chal on you the chiv of Karma Pesach. In this Gemara is mavur, and even before the Karma Pesach, even beforehand, you're ready mechuyiv to take care of the mitzvah. And the mitzvah is mechayiv it. And that mitzvah, chamura, that's mechayiv you to not ruin the mitzvah of Karma Pesach that's coming up, would override the mitzvah that's there right now to be matamah
l'nisan. Can you say that since you know it's going to overlap into Pesach, and then you're setting yourself for failure, but if you had it in the mitzvah that come up, then maybe it would take precedence beforehand.
What? To say that again?
Maybe if you didn't know that another mitzvah was coming up, then matamah l'nisan would work. But the fact that you know it's going to overlap into Pesach and the Zman's coming,
okay,
then you would know why you're doing the Chiyuv, because automatically the Chiyuv is going to...
That's basically what we're saying. Right now, today is a week before Pesach. This person has a mitzvah d'oraisa to be matana. Why shouldn't he be matana? The Teretz is because there's another mitzvah d'oraisa of Karma Pesach dictating to not be matana. That is a point, and that is a chiddush. The mitzvah of Karma Pesach is dictating to me now what to do even before Erev Pesach came. That's a tremendous chiddush. Am I responding to what you're saying?
They're saying also that the reason why is because it's a chamura, though.
Yeah, that's why you would have precedence over the mitzvah tibim matam
lamesis. Maybe you say it has precedence because why would this mitzvah be able to overlap in another mitzvah that you know is coming anyways?
I have a mitzvah right now. I have a right now mitzvah. Why should I choose Pesach over this? It says that you should have if you have the option, mitzvah without the pasuk. If you have the option of either being Makayim, the mitzvah being Matama now, or not being Makayim in waiting for the Karma Pesach, you should refrain from the Tumah. Why? It's equal. Either this mitzvah or that mitzvah.
Maybe a person should never become Matama according to your logic because he's not going to be Mechayim in mitzvahs when he's.
No, but saying, if you know a mitzvah is going to come up.
See, I have a mitzvah also right now. Why that more than the other? That's what I'm saying, it's equal. Yeah, I agree with you. I have a mitzvah coming up.
I'm afraid you're being Mevatel the mitzvah.
See, and if I'm not Matama to my mitzvah, I'm also being Mevatel the mitzvah. Either way, I'm missing a mitzvah. So what does that mitzvah have precedence? The answer is because Mochamer. Okay? So that's stage number one. So without a special Zeres HaKosov, I would say that you should not be Mekayim, the mitzvah be Matame, because the mitzvah of Korban Pesach is Mekayim me now not to be Matame. That's Tachzach Achirish. That a mitzvah of Yudalid is Chalam me already now in respect, not to, of course, Shechta today, but at least to organize the shechita, or to not be ma'akev the upcoming shechita on Yudalot. That's chiddush number one. Zok the Gemara. But no, they did the right thing by being matana. Why? Because of oisik the mitzvah, potter min ha-mitzvah. Now this Gemara is really, really hard. Oisik the mitzvah, potter min ha-mitzvah, it talks about when I'm already doing a mitzvah. I'm already in the mode of chasim. Waiting for the chasana, so he's tiered to the mitzvah. Halichal advar mitzvah. I'm already in the middle of the mitzvah. Whenever I'm in the middle of a mitzvah, and now another mitzvah comes up, oisik b'mitzvah, poter min ha-mitzvah. However, if you have two mitzvahs in front of you, you didn't start either of them, you have a choice to do A or B, and B is more chamer than A. Which one do you choose? You choose B. Over here, I didn't start yet being oisik. I have a mitzvah in front of me right now of being matama l'mesim. I have a mitzvah of Korban Pesach, like we explained, telling me not to be Matama L'Mason. I have a choice which one to do. And we say, Misvarai would have chosen to do the Korban Pesach and not be Matama. Oisik B'Mitzvah says be Matama. How can Oisik B'Mitzvah tell me to do that? Oisik B'Mitzvah is only after I'm already being Oisik. Then it can tell me I'm Potter Min HaMitzvah. But if I have the choice right now which one to do, I have on the table A or B, and B is Mohammed, do B and not A. What does Oisik B'Mitzvah, Potter Min HaMitzvah allow this? If the Havamin is correct, that because it's Mochamer, I should choose the mitzvah of Korban Pesach over being Metamba to the mace. What does Oisik B'mitzvah come in at the pater? It's a Peladik Gemara. Poshim Shat in the Gemara is very hard. So there might be something to see more in Rashi, but I want to talk outside right now and share the Svara that I was speaking as follows. It's Mavur that, like we just said, in the Havamina, that if you have a mitzvah right now which will cause you to be mevatel the upcoming mitzvahs Korban Pesach, it's better not to do the mitzvah right now. It's better not to. Because the mitzvah of Korban Pesach is mochamer, and it's better not to do another mitzvah that will be mevatel, even on before. Maybe you could say a svara. When is it better not to do the mitzvah right now that will cause a bitl of the Korban Pesach? That's if. What's so bad about being mevatel the Korban Pesach coming up? Because you know that on your Yudalid, the Torah is telling you, do a Korban Pesach on Yudalid, and you are now putting yourself into a situation where you're preventing the keim of that mitzvah, right? The mitzvah does not allow. The upcoming mitzvah is not allowed. Do not put yourself into a situation where you will prevent the keim of the mitzvah. And that's why misvari should not be metamet yimeis. But if there's a din of oisik b'mitzvah patur min ha-mitzvah, and you right now choose to be metamet yimeis, when Pesach comes, when Yudalit comes, is it the pshat that now the mitzvah of Korban Pesach is severe and you're not able to be Mekayim it? No. What's the reason why you can't be Mekayim the mitzvah of Korban Pesach? Because you have the mitzvah of Tumas Nes that you're in the middle of still doing. You still have that Tumah. Oisik b'mitzvah, poter min ha-mitzvah. By being metame l'meis, you're not going to prevent the chiyuv of Korban Pesach from being fulfilled. You'll do a trick to erase the chiyuv of Korban Pesach. You'll poter the chiyuv of Korban Pesach. That's fine, says the Gemara. It's wrong to put yourself into a situation where you'll be nenas on the Korban Pesach. I'm going to be metame right now, without oisik b'mitzvah, poter min ha-mitzvah, I'll be metame right now, and I'm putting myself into an oinus that the mitzvah of Korban Pesach cannot be fulfilled. There is a chiyuv, just you can't do it. That you're not allowed to do. The mitzvah is mechayiv. Don't do that. Don't put yourself into an oinus. But if what you're doing now is not putting yourself into an oinus on the key mitzvah of Korban Pesach, you're putting yourself into a matzav where you erase the chiyuv of Korban Pesach. You patter the chiyuv of Korban Pesach. That Korban Pesach can't fight. Korban Pesach says, don't do something that will prevent you from fulfilling it. Korban Pesach can't force you to stop doing something that will patter you from Korban Pesach. That's okay. That's with oisik b'mitzvah, poter min ha-mitzvah. Because once you metame to your mace, and now Pesach comes, Pesach won't be nenas that you can't fulfill it. Pesach will be potter. That Pesach has no right to stop you. The mitzvah of Korban Pesach could stop me 7 days earlier from causing a menia, a blockage in the kiyum of Korban Pesach. But Korban Pesach can't prevent you from doing something that will cause a ptur on the mitzvah of Korban Pesach. So Mamela, now you're good to go. There's nothing stopping you. What could possibly stand in your way of being Makayim and mitzvah of being Matamel Ames? Pesach is going to scream, I don't let? You can't not let. Because what's the problem? If Pesach comes, you won't be there, so you can't stop it. If Pesach will be there, but you're nenas, then it could stop you from putting yourself into the matzav of oinus. But if Pesach will be niftar, you'll potter from Korban Pesach, then it can't stop you from being oisik in the tumah of right now. That's why it's oisik b'mitzvah, potter min ha-mitzvah.
Why can't you say that in a stam case when they're both menachem in front of you? And two mitzvahs are right there. I'll pick the small one, the other one's just going to disappear.
But at
the decision time, they're both there, though.
I'll tell you why. If you have when they're both here right now, the pshat is either I should pater the kal mitzvah or I should pater the chomer mitzvah. Of course, the right thing is to choose the chomer mitzvah. However, over here, be'etzem, the chomer mitzvah is not here yet. Just the chomer mitzvah is screaming, don't do something to stop it. Don't do something to pater, it's not a good taina. So then for all practical purposes, it comes out that the chomer mitzvah is not here. The Chomer Mitzvah is only here in as much the Chomer Mitzvah could stand up and stick up for its rights and say, don't do something that will stop you. But it can't say, don't do something that will potter. So then, for all practical purposes, it's not here. So I'll just do my mitzvah. That's the shot. Only if the Korban Pesach is here speaking a voice and saying something, then it would stop you. Better I have a mitzvah to my mace right now. I have to be that one mace. Who's stopping me? The scream of the Korban Pesach. He has no scream. We shut him down. So Mamela, the Korban Pesach, can never stop me. I have to do my mitzvah. That's how you see from over here. Oisik mitzvah, I'm in the mitzvah. That's a pshat. Even though right now you're not oisik yet. But because when you start being oisik, it will erase Korban Pesach. Kum techoisef. Korban Pesach is not really being ma'akev you right now. So then you're good to go in the mitzvah. That's what you see over here. Oisik with mitzvah is part of the mitzvah. So really, the reason why you start doing this mitzvah now is not directly oisik with mitzvah. Because there will be oisik b'mitzvah, it comes out there's no Pesach right now stopping me. So Mel, do your mitzvah.
The tzivah is still there. Shot. But even if you pater, the tzivah is still there. I'm saying the Pesach.
But no, you're not mitzvah anymore. You're not commanded anymore. If you're an oinus, be'etzem you're commanded, but you can't be makayim b'chiv. Right? By the way, does the oinus agree to that? There is a little bit of a topic about that. If a person is an oinus from doing a mitzvah, it's not the pshat that he has no tzivah. He has a tzivui, just he can't fulfill the tzivui. I saw a lashon of a Chafetz Chaim once.
That's why Rabbi said he's chayv to do tashlum, because he's
tashlum. Tashlum away on what?
Let's say mincha, or tefillah, but because he's mechui.
Right, that's him. He's mechui. Right, that's why he spoke about it then. Right. That's the difference between oisik b'mitzvah potum and a mitzvah that there is no tashlum in lefi shach, right?
And
for the Tazen, which one was which?
No, I think it was the
Shach. The Shach is the one that does that, right? Right, 100%. So that's the Pashas, right?
Actually, you see that there is a Tashumin, even though they didn't have to, and they only allowed them, and they wanted to do it.
Yeah, that's only if you couldn't bring the Karm Pesach.
So they couldn't daven?
If they did the, what do you mean?
The prison had a Einis, couldn't daven?
Yeah.
So maybe you see a riot from Pesach Shini that you see that we allow them to have the Tashumin, they have to do Tashumin. Do they have to do it?
We are by what? By Pesach Shini?
Yeah.
A Pesach Shini, if they couldn't bring the Pesach Rishon, then you have to bring the Pesach Rishon. Yeah, they have to. Sure. Mechuyev. Okay, so anyway, that's you hear this far? That's what I was saying. So it's two chidushim that we see in this Gemara. Chidush number one is Bechlal, that Pesach is a Manda Omar a week before. Pashas, the mitzvah of Karm Pesach, only comes into existence when Pesach comes, when Erev Pesach comes. Before it doesn't exist. We see in this Gemara that it does exist. And Be'etzem, it's a Manda Omar. And it would stop you from being metamel lemeisim. And it does mean to stop a person. If a person wants to be metamel lemeisim without a mitzvah, it's usur for him to do it. It's usur, and I think it will be chayiv karsim. And so we can build that from this Gemara. That it will be chayiv karsim. The mitzvah of Karm Pesach does not allow. That's chiddush number one. I think it's a very big chiddush. Chiddush number two is that, where do you see oisim mitzvah over here? Well, chiddush number two is, I'm sorry. And if Pesach has something to say now, we would listen to Pesach over Tumas Meis. Why? Because it's more chomer. And then the final chiddush is that oisim mitzvah over here allows it. Why? Because once it's oisik mitzvah and mitzvah, now Pesach has nothing to say. Because the being oisik in the Tumas Meis is not gonna stop mitzvahs karm and Pesach from being this kayim. It will patur it that it's not mechayiv in the first place, and that's okay. And Pesach has nothing to say against that. That's for today. Okay, you know, it's short. But it's only staskala on this event.
It's a big
chiddush
to say that it's oisik mitzvah when it's tumah. Or is after the tumah? Like, how is that oisik?
Yes, when yud dalet comes.
When was the oisik?
So it seems to me. I want to talk about that tomorrow also right. A little bit.
The mitzvah.
The mitzvah is to become tumah.
The mitzvah is to become tumah.
So you're still in that tumah.
Being tumah. What's the?
You're still in that tumah.
What's
you're still in the you're still in that tumah. I think the mitzvah is to become.
You don't even have to bury the mitzvah. You just have to be with tumah.
The mitzvah is to become tumah.
So we see from Pesach that Isaac of mitzvah is potter from the mitzvah, but how do you see? We said that the chiddush is that even that if you could go to the other mitzvah and come back to it, you're still potter. That was the chiddush of b'shiftach of Pesach. Not only potter. That we know misvara. So where do I see that in Pesach?
Where do you see that Tosefes in Pesach?
That is not Tosefes, that's the whole Chiddush of B'Shiftach HaMisach. That they Pater, we know that Misvar.
And that's not the Tzrichas of the Gemara, right?
Right.
The Gemara says, we're going to learn tomorrow the Tzrichas, so the Gemara says Tzricha. V'yash minin hasa mishim d'loi mata zman chiyuv et Pesach. Aval hacha de mata zman kriyash ma'im aloi. It doesn't say aval hacha. If you ask, by the way, it's a similar question to ask on... No. You can ask a similar question to the Ritva also. Do you see over here anything about Rishus?
No.
Do you see anything about Rishus? So they might be telling a little bit what I'm saying now. Okay, we're going to have to talk about this tomorrow. Your Kasha also we're going to have to talk about. You're asking a question that the Rishus, not the Rishus, the Svar, we said in Tosfos that the only reason why you need a Pasuk is for a case where you could go back to it. Second, Oisik b'mitzvah. You can't go back to it over here? You sure you can't go back to it?
Go back, you can bury your mace 2 weeks, 2 weeks.
What you have done, without this Xeris HaKosek, what would they have done?
Without any Kosek?
No, without the Kosek that allowed them, without this mitzvah, the mitzvah, what would you do in such a situation? 7 days before Pesach, the mace dies, what would you do?
Wait till Pesach.
Would
you retire
for a while? Right. So it is Epshet to go back to the
mitzvah? No, not me. I don't know. Someone else is going to bury me. The mitzvah is not going to wait 2 weeks. Someone else that was talking anyhow. I don't know.
Over here, there was no one else because everyone has to do the Karm Pesach. If they go in
someone that was Oines, I don't know. I'm sure there was someone.
No. The Arab is finding who are these people? The only choices were either Mishal El Tzafan or Nasi Aaron Shal Yosef or this guy. That's the only guy. There's no one else.
Why does the Gemara go into this tangent of like figuring out exactly who it is? There's like 600,000 yet in there, like.
No, but what happened? The thing, what did he do? What did these people do that justified their tumult?
There's no one that like possibly could have had relatives that died in the.
past.
That's what it, that's what it says. That's a third shot of the Gemara.
Isn't it like a mitzvah?
Oh, the Gemara said, who said it was right? Who said it was the proper thing to do?
Isn't it like a mitzvah Ivaris to bury 2 weeks late?
So I'm not
like
sure. Because halona sames.
I don't know.
Okay, we'll have to look into it. Okay, fine.
Great. Also the run. The run says the kashish
that
it's
the kashish. Right. There's a ruach. That's why you're possible.
Yeah, both.
Right.
How do you see that from?
Right.
From current.
Yeah, we'll try and look easy to that tomorrow.
Yeah. Having tried that today,
so I'm going to show you back on schedule, okay?